Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I've been told by the Twitch chat, every day I see this when I come in,
twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
What's up, Twitch chat?
What's that? What do they say?
Very lively community there during the Greg Hill program.
Love it.
If they want to hang around here for Jones and Keith, they're of course welcome. They've been suggesting to let it breathe a little bit. I know Greg likes to let it breathe.
Oh yeah, you'll hear whole songs sometimes.
I think I heard. What did I hear today? Where it was just I think I heard a whole Foo Fighters.
You just get lost in it though.
And so I was maybe on Friday we can let our hair down a little bit. Keith.
They do spin good hits though.
Oh, yeah, sure. I was into it. I'm not gonna lie.
For that. But they also all picked songs. You get recommendations in the chat as well.
Oh,
so
nice.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, no, I was into what I was hearing from the Foo Fighters this morning.
Very good.
But yeah, maybe on Friday let it ride a little bit. Let it breathe a little bit.
All good with me.
A little Friday experimentation is what we can do here on Jones and Keith. Jam packed today. I mean, just having the show ready to go on a Friday. Barely anything to do. As I very clearly said in the crossover, Drew Bledsoe will be at 11:15 today.
Yeah,
we're going to talk to him, get his thoughts and ideas on how the Patriots are approaching with Drake May this season, right or wrong approach. I want Drew's thoughts personally on Bill in the media.
I say Bill and even Brady in the media.
Well,
both those
point.
Guys.
A yeah. good point. I feel like he's much more like, well, he takes shots at Brady.
I was going to say, we've seen him do it
but they're publicly. More, they're yeah. more good natured. I feel like the Bill ones have a little more edge to them.
They
have
a little more snarl.
So how do we feel about Bill Belichick on social media and in the media? That'll be interesting with Drew Bledsoe again, a little over an hour from now.
Very good.
At 11:15, Mike and Wenyu here. On a Patriots Friday, we'll get his thoughts as well. Could be this hour, could be in the noontime hour, TBD, based on the Patriots schedule. And a Patriots Friday is brought to you by Verizon, the official 5G network of the New England Patriots. Big game last night, Keith.
Huge.
A big fantasy matchup for you, which you I think survived
pretty well. Yeah.
Sounds like it. What jumped out to you from last night's last second, down to the wire, toenail out of bounds?
Yeah.
Victory for the Chiefs. Does that tell you that the Ravens are for real? The Chiefs are lucky. The Patriots can't compete with teams like this. All of the above. What did last night or what about last night jumped out to you?
Well, I think, you know, it's the class of the AFC. That's sort of how it was billed. And I think it lived up to it. Now, there were still like week one issues. You got to be able to line up, right? If we're going to make fun of the Patriots for not being able to line up, we can make fun of the Ravens for not being able to line up.
Once again, left tackle 177 was lined up in the backfield.
So it was very flag heavy.
What is that?
Well, it's Hockley's kid out there. We're just loving the flag. It was a lot of flags, but like also like you're mad at the throw on the flag, but you're also mad like then just line up. Just line up properly and don't leave. Don't start
be
early.
That hard.
So that's frustrating. But some of that's just week one stuff, right? And I even think back to the Patriots dynasty run. There were times early in seasons they didn't look super great, and then by November, December, they were that team that was rolling again. So the expectation was you have the team going for a three-peat versus one of maybe a handful of teams that might be able to stand in their way. And I thought it lived up to it. I thought it was great. I think there's room for improvement for both teams. I thought both offenses at times looked really scary and I think are going to be tough to compete. Like when you have Lamar Jackson scooting around and then handing it to Derrick Henry, you're like, oh boy, like that is going to be a tough run offense to stop. And then Xavier Worthy, I think he was kind of a polarizing character coming out of the draft. Like, is he good or is he just fast? Like, we know he's fast, but is he a player? Well, turns out looks like a player.
Oh, he looks like a real player.
Looks like the Chiefs might have found somebody. And then even still, I thought both defenses played well overall. I mean, 27-20 with these two high-power offenses, these two great quarterbacks.
Well, especially the way it started. I mean, not to interrupt, but it was like the Ravens go right down the field, third and long they convert, another third and long they convert. They punch it in with Derrick Henry. The Chiefs answer right back. You're like, oh, this is a shootout.
It was a fun game.
And the defense has played well for a long time. Yeah. I agree, it was a fun game.
And then anytime you get a situation where it is one team has the ball, 2 minutes to go, down by seven, all right, you're cooking. Here we go. You know, in this case, it was Lamar Jackson's chance to march down the field, which they did, and wasn't able to score a touchdown. I mean, it was an inch. It was like, you know, likely had his feet almost in bounds. I mean, you know, watching it live, you're like, holy smokes, we're going to have a tie game. Or were you? Because John Harbaugh was going to go for two, which would have been super exciting for an entertainment purposes.
Oh, God,
is as good as you're going to get.
I was very happy he that didn't wind up coming into play. I was rooting for overtime, Keith. I had a lot of bets. A lot of irons in the fire for
Chiefs Beck. Minus three would not have gone great if he goes for two there.
So I mean, look, whether he was inbounds or out of bounds, I guess Harbaugh was going to go for two either way. But I was rooting for overtime is my point.
Yep.
In that scenario, no, it was a great start to the year. And I was worried when the Chiefs were up double digits a couple of different times that the Ravens were going to keep throwing behind the line of scrimmage, laterally and, you know, horizontally, not throwing down the field at all. Their offense at times looked unimaginative, and let's just throw it behind the line of scrimmage to Zay Flowers and hope he misses like five tackles and breaks a big play. It made no sense to me. But they got back in the game. They made it close. It wound up being a great finish last night. So a lot of things on the table for you at 617-779-7937. Bunch of ways you can get in touch with the show. You can text at 37937. I already see a bunch of texts that I expected today. Oh, the Chiefs are lucky. Oh, the refs are on the Chiefs' side. Call it both ways.
I mean, I don't really.
The league loves Kansas City. Like, I already see that. You can also tweet at us, at Jones and Keefe, or on Instagram, same, Jones and Keefe. You can watch on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI or on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. You think the Chiefs were lucky last night? Or you think, you know, the Chiefs are a good team?
Yeah.
They earned their breaks, similar to what we used to say about the Patriots, because that was my big takeaway at the end of the game. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
This is how the Patriots won games.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
The other quarterback misses guys wide open in the end zone. The other team has a guy with a toenail just over the line. Maybe you get the breaks with the refs that the other team doesn't, and you win by a score. And the Patriots did that all the time. The Patriots did that for 20 years. That's how the Patriots won, and that's what the Chiefs did last night. So it'd be hard for me to listen to Patriots fans all day saying the Chiefs are lucky when I had to hear about how the Patriots earned all their breaks over the years.
Well, the lucky thing and like the ref thing, and sometimes they're combined into one argument. Like, I don't know. Like, it's not for me. Like, I'll just, good teams usually get those breaks. Bad teams usually don't, right? And then everybody else is roughly 500. Like, that's kind of how it goes in football. Games are meant to be close, right? We talk about how the Patriots spread is 8, and that's far and away the biggest spread on the entire board in week one. So games are usually close, and they usually do come down to a play or two. Hopefully it's not a call or two, right? Like, you really hope it's not a bad call that's out there, and then that really gets people worked up into a tizzy with, you know, Keefspiracies and whatever else. No, I look at it like, the Ravens had multiple chances to at least tie the game. And again, with Harbaugh going for two, maybe win the game in regulation. Lamar Jackson was very good in the game, but he was also kind of classic Lamar, where he runs for 100. He does these crazy, like, these spin moves, and he's as entertaining a player as there is to watch.
Oh, he's light. He's light. He's svelte. He is moving around out there.
Does he make it through the season? He's a little guy.
I don't know. He took a couple of big hits.
Well, and they were talking.
He lowered his shoulder on the sideline at one point
for an extra yard.
Yeah,
like, dude.
Yeah.
They were talking about on the broadcast, like, how noticeable it was, but also how he maybe won't run like this in other games. How, you know, playing the Kansas City Chiefs on opening night is a little bit different than, you know, Sunday afternoon against the Steelers, even though that's a rivalry and a division game. It's a little bit different. The pass that Isaiah Likely got hurt on, he came back in the game, obviously. That was a bad throw.
Oh, Lamar missed
the
it.
The Zay Flowers one.
Lamar
is
definitely missed him on
that
one.
That was nowhere near, and he was wide open. And then the Likely one would have been a tough catch. I mean, there was defense all over him, but I don't know, you get your little tootsies in, like, they have a chance. Right, so for all the luck and all the, you know, everybody wants to, the league wants the Chiefs, lose over the Chiefs. Ravens had, I count at least three chances at the end of the game where they could have had an opportunity to go for two, and who knows what play call they have there, and maybe even win the game. So, no, I don't really subscribe to all that crap.
Was going for two the right call there?
Yeah, I think so, because I think if you...
You're on the road at the Chiefs, as Patrick Mahomes on the other side, like, if likely, keeps his toenail in bounds.
Because I'm not a big, like, stats guy, because I'm sure there is all these analytics as it comes to this, but I just think in that environment, the way the game was going, how the offense is for both teams, whatever, like, what's more likely? You get 2 yards on that play, or you stop Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, and then also you then score as well in your next possession, like... I think going for two in that scenario is the right call.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, a playoff game, win or go home sort of situation.
Yeah, a little
it's
bit different.
Like, hey, it's the first game of the year. We're here. We can win the game right now.
It's a great message to your team, too, I think.
Yeah, not give it back to Patrick Mahomes. So, like, I was rooting against that because, again, I had some live bets that I was hoping would work their way out in overtime.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that was the right call by Harbaugh to do it. I actually hated Harbaugh kicking the field goal down 10. I hated that in real time. It wound up being a good decision. It kept him in the game. And so I thought Harbaugh wound up kind of having a good night, even though I disagreed with some of it.
Especially
in real time.
Especially because he went for it earlier in the game. There was the ball at like the 50-yard line.
What a brutal play call.
And he's like, let's go, which I'm like, good. Like, there you go. No, like, you should go.
Going for it, fine. The play call?
Horrible.
Behind the line of scrimmage to Isaiah Likely.
If you're going to do anything behind the line of scrimmage, just hand it to Big Derek.
Yeah.
That's what I would probably do. But other than that, yeah, maybe throw it past the 3-yard mark.
How about that? Or if you're going to have a wide receiver screen, maybe don't make it be Nelson Aguilar blocking in front.
How about Nelson Aguilar, Juju Smith-Schuster, the corpses of both playing in that game last night? You're like, oh, my God.
Oh, that Juju
How
drop.
Are these guys out there?
I thought Juju was going to, I don't know why, but I thought Juju was going to reel it in.
No way.
I thought he was. I was like, here we
Zero
go.
Zero chance.
He's in Kansas
Zero
City.
Chance.
He's back.
Well, another.
We were catching him. Unlike Aguilar,
we were talking about
his mishaps. I like to put that out there.
Yeah,
we were talking about the obvious comparisons between Kansas City and New England a lot yesterday. But same thing is true. And I think John Harbaugh, who has gone up against both dynasties, I think he gets it where you can't kick field goals or too many field goals. Right, two possession game a little bit different, but like overall, you can't settle for a lot of field goals or punt a lot. Because how many times would you see a team coming into New England have a decent drive? And it'd be like 4th and inches, and they're like, field goal! And you're like, game's over.
Gotta get points against Brady.
Nope, you're like, game's over.
It's like no.
You need to score a lot of points against
Brady. You need points against Brady. You need touchdowns.
Correct.
And, yeah, no, I generally agree with that.
It's the same mentality now against the Chiefs.
And so I do think going for two would have been the right call there. I think the league is fortunate. In some ways, Keith, I think we're fortunate that toenail was very clearly out of bounds. I mean, I think it was indisputable.
Oh, my God, I know. Yeah, it was.
Because if it was just a little bit closer... All day long, it would be, did the refs get it right? Did the refs get it wrong?
Look at this camera angle. Did you guys see the other camera angle? What about this one?
Oh, look, in this one, you can see grass. In this one, you can't. The league loves Kansas City. Like, that would be all day.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure we're still going to get some of that. But that call was very decisive. There was no debate. It was clear. You're not going to say that he had a foot in bounds on that play. And so I think that was fortunate. I think the league's very fortunate with how it started last night. It was a good game. It was an entertaining product. So were the Chiefs lucky last night? Or are they just good? Are they making their own luck? Because the Patriots won a lot of games over the years, exactly how the Chiefs won. Quarterback misses a wide-open receiver. The receiver can't keep a toenail in bounds. You get the better break from the referees. Patriots won a lot of games that way. And now I got to hear that the Chiefs are lucky.
So I got one for you.
Yeah, let's hear it.
It's only one game. That's all we have to base it off of. And you think Travis Kelce might be washed?
No.
You see his haircut?
I didn't love his haircut. I am with it. Do you think?
Great.
Do you think he chose to grow that out on his own?
I don't know what that was.
His hair's long. Is his hair just longer, but like kind of down?
But
is that because of his helmet?
But he has
it
like
looked
no,
freshly cut though.
Yeah,
it did look freshly cut. It is odd.
She definitely is telling him to grow his hair out.
Well, it's somebody like all the different stuff online was hilarious. All the different like. Captions about his hair. He's like, he basically asked, like, hey, yeah, just F my hair up. Like, go ahead, just like do whatever you want
whatever
in there.
You want to do.
But no, because he doesn't have the beard anymore, so he's like no sideburn, so it goes like straight around.
Yeah.
It looks like almost like a swim cap.
Yeah,
like, it's very strange.
It's almost like it's bowl cutish.
But he really made the one nice play on the adjustment where Mahomes bought a lot of time. Those guys, nobody's in more lockstep than those two, and he got freed up for like a big play.
Yeah, I don't think he's washed. I think
that was kind of it.
I think they just kind of manage him. I think they did that last year. And so it's a playoff game, and it's a big third down conversion, fourth down conversion. They're going to Kelce. That's what I think. You know, you didn't see it last night, but I imagine in the red zone he's still involved. But now it's like, we have Xavier Worthy. Rashee Rice is really good.
Yeah.
Pacheco, I don't think, had the greatest night, but they have a lot of weapons.
He's going to be 35 next month.
So I think they're managing him. But look,
yeah, you might be right. That's where
athletes are done. 35? I mean, he's past
proof,
his prime.
There's proof last year that's what they did, because it was one of the only seasons, since 2015, I think, that he was under 1,000 yards. And then playoff time, you wouldn't have known that. Playoff time, you're like, oh, he's the best tight end in the league. So maybe it is the same thing, but just something to keep, like, he was really, really quiet in the game. Like, you didn't see his name called.
Not as quiet as Andrews. But
Andrews disappeared.
Some quiet, that might have been.
Andrews might not be the best tight end on his own team, though.
Right. That might be the 1 and 2 tight ends in your fantasy draft, 2 and 3, maybe Laporta mixed in there. Quiet nights for both of those guys. You can jump in on the phone, 617-779-7937. All your takeaways from NFL kickoff last night. Patriots don't look like they could hang with either one of those teams. Patriots got a lot of the same breaks the Chiefs got. So was Kansas City lucky or good last night? When it comes to Lamar Jackson, you think you can win with him? Do you think a team can win with Lamar Jackson?
Oh, man.
Because you said it great. It's like,
I want to say yes,
you
but
got
I
everything
just,
last night from him.
Yeah, you did. Oh, yeah, there's plenty of stuff to argue. Like, if you're pro Lamar, like our guy Shime is big pro Lamar, he's doing stuff that quarterbacks can't do, like other players in the league cannot do, and he's picking up first downs. And, like, you can only imagine being a defensive coordinator being like, all right, how do we stop this guy? It's like, I don't know. You got to hope he misses a throw, which he will do.
Yeah.
And I sometimes do think it gets overstated. People are like, he can't throw. It's like, well, that's not true. Like, he can throw.
No, but last night was a good
last
night for
night,
the
man,
he can't throw
no,
crowd.
Oh, hell yeah. You have a couple of signature ones. Yeah. Two-minute drill, wide open Zay Flowers in the end zone. But, yeah, I would have to say yes, right? Because if he can't, then all of a sudden, like, the list of guys, unless you're one of these only Mahomes can win, or like only Mahomes and like Rodgers, like guys that I've seen actually do it are the only ones that can do it, then fine. Then you wouldn't have Lamar. But if I'm going to have at least 5 quarterbacks on my list, or 6 quarterbacks that can win a Super Bowl, and I mean, you know, they don't need everything perfect around them, because there are all those guys too, right? If you have the perfect team, like if Brock Purdy was on any other team than the Niners, I'd say, probably not.
Right.
Probably
and if Lamar's on the Niners, it's a lot different.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. You're like, well, he just doesn't need to turn it over. But so ultimately, I would say yes, but I certainly hear the argument for no.
So I'm also a yes, okay. But last night was...
Doesn't help.
Last night does not help. It doesn't make me feel good being on the pro Lamar side. And yeah, I'm with you. Like, is Lamar better than Mahomes? No. Is Lamar better than Allen? I'd take Allen. Is he better than Burrow? I'd probably take Burrow.
Yeah, but he's like, better than most.
But like after that, I think I'm taking him over every quarterback. Could you maybe talk me into Stroud? If Stroud like really has a big second year?
Yeah, he could have a better season maybe. I don't know if he's overall
Yeah,
better.
So I'd like Lamar is a top 5 quarterback. If you can't win with a top 5 quarterback, then what are we talking about?
Right.
And so I'm with you. I think you can win with Lamar. I liked Lamar last night before some of the missed throws on the final drive.
I know.
I liked how much he was running, and not even just the yardage, just the frequency that he was running with. I feel like you didn't see that last year. I feel like he is a better thrower than he gets credit for, although it's hard to come in and say that today when he's missing wide open Zay Flowers in the end zone. And I do think there's also a correlation to the Patriots in a way. I mean, Drake May is not Lamar Jackson, but I am pro mobile quarterback, and I want a quarterback who can move, and I'm not a fan of a pocket passer in 2024. And I think accuracy is a little overrated, to be honest, in the NFL these days. I want a guy who can make plays. And if you're able to hit plays down the field, you're able to make plays with your feet, I'll trade some accuracy for some playmaking, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm on board with all those things. All of those do kind of apply to Drake May. And again, not that he's one for one. He's much physically different. He's larger quarterback. He's not as fast as Lamar Jackson. But he is on that mobile quarterback spectrum. I'm rooting for that kind of quarterback to win if you have Drake May.
I think most quarterbacks in the league, at least entering the league now, are that way, right? Like when Brady left, that kind of signaled a bit of a departure. You know, Burrow maybe a little bit more in the pocket type of guy.
I mean, Stroud's pretty in the pocket.
Yeah,
those guys are pretty much pocket passers.
Like Mahomes, and I know Mahomes is the best, right? So you compare anybody to Brady, it's kind of crazy. Pair anybody to Mahomes now is crazy. But Mahomes is also, like last night watching that game, you could get a great pass rush on either guy, but they're not going down. Like the first 3 guys aren't going to take him down. And in a 40-yard dash, Lamar's going to wipe the floor with Mahomes, but Mahomes is his awareness is off the charts. Like, you can't bring him down right away. He's eluding everybody. He keeps the play alive longer than anybody and then picks up yards when he needs to and goes down. And I think that's what you're kind of hoping Drake May can kind of morph into, because I don't think Aaron Rodgers or Even Russell Wilson, you might have assumed, was like just a straight up, like, would you call them like a running quarterback?
No.
But you'd call them keep the play alive mobile quarterbacks. And I think hopefully Drake May can be that.
No, I think that's fair. Yeah. And yeah, he doesn't need to run people over like Josh Allen. That's true.
No.
Or like Cam back in the day. But you want him to at least be able to keep plays alive, roll out, throw on the run, throw off platform, those sort of things. And I am rooting for that kind of quarterback to win. 617-779-7937. It's how you get in touch with Jones and Keefe on a Patriots Friday here on WEEI. A jam-packed Patriots Friday. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
I told you about Drew Bledsoe at 11:15, but 1 hour from now, you're going to want to hear from him, all his thoughts on what the Patriots are doing at QB.
Okay.
Bill Belichick's second act. You mentioned Brady as well.
Yep.
So we'll get to that with Drew Bledsoe about an hour from now at 11:15. Mark it down. Mike and Wenyu, Big Mike.
Big Mike.
Going to talk to him at some point today.
Okay.
TBD.
You want to tell me when?
10:30?
After practice.
Or?
After practice.
Okay, 12:30.
After practice.
Thank you, Billy.
I was going to say, we had an either-or situation for him. A would-you-rather.
Love that.
10:30 or 12:30.
I'd rather 12:30.
Turns out he'd rather 12:30.
Fine.
So we have him at 12:30. We're going to talk to Lou Maloney.
Oh.
High noon.
Nice.
Here on WEEI.
Red Sox playing well.
Yeah. Oh, good-looking team. And they get the White Sox this weekend.
Oh, battle the Sox.
A lot of asses.
Loser has to change the name of their team.
Yes.
That's what we're saying.
Loser has to get rid of their Sox. Yes. And so that's at noon. We're going to have a Friday four-pack. Picks for the weekend. We're also going to have, of course, misleading today. A grab bag. Am I missing anything else, Keith?
Survivor. So we're doing a Survivor pool at the station. The Greg Hill Show did it. Everybody's involved. And we're just going to see last man standing or woman standing, as Courtney also has a pick in this. And so today, 10:45.
Yeah.
You, me, Billy, Nick, and Terp are all going to make our Survivor pick. I know a lot of people are in Survivor pools.
Yeah, you need some ideas for your Survivor pool?
We're going to try to figure it out.
We got them.
Yeah, that's right.
We got it. Now, we're not making any promises. We got ideas.
Oh, I could be real bad at
it. Yeah. We're ideas men. We're not guaranteeing anything.
Thrive on energy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you can jump in here at 617-779-7937. Chiefs lucky or good. Can you win with Lamar Jackson? I want to get to Xavier Worthy as well. He looked awesome last night. Patriots could have had him. They were in that territory where all those wide receivers went. Late first round, early second round. Did they get the right guy?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the speedy man, Xavier Worthy, the fastest man to the end zone right away. His first touch
to call this one.
Mahomes fires. Run in. It's Xavier again. Worthy for a touchdown. Number one has two tonight.
Well, he looked pretty good. Xavier Worthy.
Need our NASCAR guys to be here for the speed.
Now, what was up with Chris Collinsworth, Jack Collinsworth?
Many Collinsworths on that broadcast.
I heard the Greg Hill Show talking about Jack Collinsworth in Brazil. Guys gets a trip to Brazil out of the whole thing.
Not bad. Not bad. If you can get it.
No.
I don't need him on the broadcast.
No.
Is that the worst? I know people were mad about Bill having his kids on the staff.
The worst example of nepotism?
Yeah, what's your least favorite or most favorite nepotism?
Well, yours must be Bronny James. You hate.
I do hate LeBron, and so therefore
you hate that.
By association,
poor Bronny. Yours must be Bronny.
LeBron James.
It feels weird hating like an 18-year-old kid, but
that's all right though.
Actually, Davey Eyeballs, I'll give him credit for this. He asked a very poignant question months ago on the Dork podcast. How old does a person have to be for you to hate them? How old
am I? I'm my age. I'm 40.
Yes.
I'm 15, I'm allowed to hate a 15-year-old.
Good point. All right. So as an adult,
yeah.
As a 40-year-old man, how old does the person have to be for you to hate them?
Yeah. How old are my kids? No. I don't know.
You're like six.
Like, whoa. No. It probably 18 is probably a good cutoff.
I go younger than 18.
You go younger than 18?
Some of these kids. Some of these punk kids?
A whippersnapper. What's a freshman in high school? 13 or 14?
15. Yeah. Oh, no. 14. 14.
Yeah, because they're
high school kids.
Yeah. They're.
You hate high school kids?
I think you can. Can you hate on like a friend? Like, what?
Billy, how old does a kid have to be for you to hate them?
Doesn't matter.
Irrelevant.
Yeah, my hatred covers all ages.
Yeah. They need to be minutes old. Yeah. I can already hate them.
6 months old. Yeah, once you cut the umbilical cord,
I was like, this kid is going to be crying all this time. I'm like, my God, you're 15 minutes old. I'm like, no.
Dude, snap out of it. It's not that bad. You're like yelling at the kid.
Like I said earlier, you try to reason with him, not realizing he's one.
Yeah, right. He's like, I don't know what you're saying, dude. I don't know what you're trying to bribe me with.
You know what? Billy's right. You cut the umbilical cord. Yeah, you're
already hate him. What about you, Nick? Where are you on that?
I said it probably has to be like in elementary school, like 6 or 7.
Okay. I just dropped off a little kindergartner today.
I was going to say, Lucas is second day of first grade today.
You can be real annoying when a little kid.
You can be annoying.
They don't know better, so I cannot.
I've seen a lot of movies with annoying kids in it. I would still say
Bill Doyle's?
I would say like 13 maybe.
Yeah, freshman in high school ish.
Yeah. Because
they're just they're so sassy.
Because if you were like, oh, I hate that kid, the response would be like, dude, they're 11.
Right, like, but if you're
I hate that kid, and you're like, well, he's in middle school. Yeah, you do hate that kid.
Yeah,
you probably should hate that kid.
Yeah, because you have to hate their parents.
Then you realize
it's the parents is why I hate
that's
this.
That's definitely in play.
But no, I don't. It's not right for me to hate this 11-year-old. I'm going to hate his parents.
High school kids are throwing eggs at your house. Can't hate them?
No.
Yeah, you can.
I had my mailbox smashed a couple years ago.
Wow.
And I didn't care at all. And my wife was like, she's really surprised. She's like, you're not mad? I'm like, no. I go, smashing the mailbox? Like, do you know what stupid idiot stuff I did as a kid? I'm like, they showed us. They ruined our mailbox.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't come in the house.
I mean,
they didn't mess up anything.
Dazed and Confused, people almost got shot over that.
Yeah, no, that was a different time.
Yeah, it was the offense.
Yeah, different time. It's a good point. But
I'm good with that.
Okay, hold on to my bills. I don't really care about it. Oh, I didn't get my credit card bill this month. Whoopsie.
Yep. Okay, sorry.
Okay.
So that's okay. So that's the age there.
All right. What age can you hate? That's a good question for Drew Bledsoe.
Good question.
Drew Bledsoe at 11:15.
Yep.
What age is appropriate to hate people? Because he keeps the hate in, which I appreciate.
Yeah. I think it's healthy. People
he holds
would argue
on to his
that,
hate. Yeah.
They would argue that it isn't.
Yeah.
But my whole thing on holding grudges, which I'm great at and always will, is if you're not going to hold on to the grudge, this is serious.
Uh-huh.
If you're not, why get mad in the first place?
Yeah.
Then it clearly wasn't a big enough deal for you to even get upset.
Mm-hmm.
I was mad, but then I got over it. Dumb.
Waste of time.
Don't be mad anyway.
Yeah.
Think about what you're really mad about or who wronged you. Hold on to that.
No, and like save it up.
Save it up.
Don't waste some of your anger on like something that's going to pass.
No.
Yeah,
it's a waste of time.
Yeah.
Life's too short.
Hold on to it. Deep rooted grudge.
That's what I would say.
So we'll get Drew's thoughts on that.
But anyway,
probably about Bill.
But anyway, the nepotism of the Collinsworth, that one stands out quite a bit. Jack Collinsworth.
No, that's a bad one.
You know, like there's 300 million people in the world, and we have two Collinsworths doing Thursday Night Football.
And I used to like Chris Collinsworth. I don't know if this is a lack of Al Michaels, and he's just worse with Tirico, or he's just gotten older and he's more annoying.
No, you're right.
But there's something about Collinsworth where I used to love Collinsworth. Not a fan anymore.
I think the reason why you liked him, it could be like a Pavlov's dog situation where he just did so many big games.
Yeah.
So he did so many Tom Brady games.
Is that what it is?
Yes. You're like, oh, he's pretty good.
He was just on a Brady game. Yeah, but Phil Sims was on a lot of Brady games. I hated those.
That's true. Well, you hated, I feel like with Sims, he was always kind of like whatever and then got real bad.
Yeah.
But there was a time there where you're like,
no, he's fine.
Nance and Sims, that's a big game. And
yeah.
But then it became kind of comical, and you're like, all right, you got to get going.
Pavlov's dog, I like that.
But I think Collinsworth is definitely there. Like, he used to be a lot of people's either favorite or second favorite. I don't think he's anybody's favorite now,
no.
Color analyst.
It's best one's Aikman. I don't think it's close. People like Greg Olson. So yeah. Greg Olson's good.
Third leg Greg, I'll go with him.
I'm an Aikman guy. I like Buck and Aikman. You can jump in on last night's game, Collinsworth's included, 617-779-7937. Were the Chiefs lucky or good last night? I feel like I got a lot of Patriots fans whining about missed calls on the Chiefs, calls against the Ravens. The Chiefs were, they only won because Lamar couldn't hit open receivers.
Line up properly or
no,
not?
They did not.
All right, we got to line up properly.
Now, in fairness, I'm not sure the Chiefs entirely lined up properly all night.
Maybe not.
But that felt like a Patriots, an old school Patriots win to me, where the refs give you the benefit of the doubt. You have a quarterback who can't hit open receivers. The guy can't keep his feet in bounds. That feels like a Patriots win. And on top of it, can you win with Lamar? I want to get to Xavier Worthy, but first, here's Coach in New Hampshire. What's up, Coach?
Yes, guys, great show. I couldn't help but comment last night that I was like watching big boy football with outstanding skill players, players in general, coaches on both sides of the ball, scheming well. And I think of the last 5 years of the Patriots junior varsity level football, and as much as we should praise Bill Belichick for the dynasty, and we should, it bothers me that nobody wants to dump on him for the demise. He was in charge of 100% every single decision. And lastly, regarding Travis Kelce's new look, to me, he was a cross between Magnum P.I. and Burt Reynolds in Boogie Nights.
Oh.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, nice. Good one. Yeah, it does a little bit like that.
I had trouble getting past Wahlberg in Boogie Nights, but yes.
Sure you did. Depending on the angle. I could see that. Being
exactly.
That was a good film. That actually didn't make our top 50. That could have. That was a good movie.
Wasn't in the top 50.
Boogie Nights didn't make the top 50. Probably should have gotten a little bit more.
Too much male nudity.
Not enough, some would argue.
That's why you left it out.
So good take on Kelce's appearance.
Uh-huh.
Burt Reynolds, real bad guy in that.
Oh, yeah, not good.
Real bad guy. Although it is the industry. But I don't know if that's true that people haven't blamed Bill for the state of the roster.
I like this Kelce take more than the other take because I think Bill's gotten a lot of blame, certainly from the crafts and the dynasty, downfall of it.
I think that happened, and then people actually did kind of move on because how the crafts handled post-Belichick made Belichick a sympathetic figure, he wasn't for a while.
They went so much further than any of us even would have gone that you're like, oh, okay, I think they kind of set it up. But no, Bill's very, very much responsible for shoving Brady out the door and for poor drafts. And
the drafts and the roster is why he lost his job.
I don't think he was very good in-game at the end. We were disagreeing about this
other day. I think he's still better than most, but I don't think it's a big advantage week to week. Like if you had Belichick versus either coach last night, you're not like, hey, we're going to coach laps around Reed or Harbaugh. Like, I don't think so. But it was, to me, the drafts. And you can go through and all these guys, like the Cole Strange and the Nikhil Harry, like all those different ones. That's what cost them the gig. They won 4 games last year. The Vegas over-under for this year is 4.5. So I think most people are very well aware that Bill Belichick put this roster together. Everybody but the rookies, basically, because Elliott Wolf didn't sign anybody else.
No. And so I heard Wiggy say this, and I think this is some of what Coach was saying as well. You know, the Patriots just can't compete with what we saw last night.
Those are good teams. I think those are largely true, but
those are, I mean, the Chiefs are about to three-peat, I think. And the Ravens were in the AFC title game last year, so no, they can't play with those teams.
I was going to say, last night's game and tonight's game are not really the tier or even the tier adjacent to where the Patriots are.
No, it's almost a different sport they're playing. Meanwhile, part of that, I think, is Xavier Worthy.
Whew! I did not think hand in the air, I thought, you know me, I like the fast guys.
Yeah.
He ran.
Yeah, you were like a bit. You love like Jeff Demps and guys like
you. Love Jeff Demps.
You're like little speedy guys.
Gotten kind of burned, you know, on that. Jeff Demps didn't have a great NFL career.
Nope.
I don't remember.
Nope.
Chad Jackson did not have a great NFL career, if I remember correctly. Darius Hayward-Bey did not have a great NFL career. So I do like these guys. Marcus Goodwin was another guy who could like return kicks. He was like a track guy, like a 4-3, 4-2, 40. But anyway, Xavier Worthy, So he sets the record at the combine for the fastest 40 ever. So you're like, well, you have my attention.
But he's so tiny, you're like, of course he ran fast.
He's a little bit of a guy, and this was a good wide receiver class. Like, we were going over it and over and over it leading up to the draft. And I was like, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. Somebody will take him in the first round because they're going to fall in love with it. And he ends up going to the Chiefs. And,
it's a good fit.
It is, but I didn't go Tyreek Hill. I went Mecole Hardman. I was like, well, they drafted Mecole Hardman
really
high, and that guy kind of stunk. So I was not sure if it was going to work. And, well, let me tell you, it was one game, and it works.
I think he had...
He does have inconsistencies catching the ball, though.
Yep.
So he will drop wide open.
That'll pop up. But so like Kadarius Toney?
Four touches last night, is that what it was?
Two catches, two runs.
Yeah, it was something like that.
He had one run and two catches.
Okay, so not maybe it was four. Maybe it was four potential touches. Maybe he had another target in there or something.
Three targets.
Okay, so maybe that's what it was.
Ball in the end zone.
Okay,
so it was 2 for 47 and a touchdown, and then the 21-yard touchdown run.
So he touched the ball three times. He scored twice.
Yep, that's good. It's pretty good.
Okay, and like, could the Patriots have drafted him where they picked at 37? And I know they traded back. No, they couldn't have. But they could have gotten aggressive and gone up and got Xavier Worthy. I said this yesterday about Brian Thomas when we were talking about rookies of the year. I think Brian Thomas went 22 or 23 to Jacksonville. Keep an eye on all those receivers. Xavier Worthy at 28. Then Ricky Pearsall, who I don't think is going to be playing football anytime soon. Sad story.
Yep.
At 31. Xavier Leggett at 32 in Carolina. Keon Coleman, 33. And Ladd McConkey at 34. Keep an eye on all those names. Compare and contrast with Jalen Polk starting Sunday against Cincinnati. Already Xavier Worthy's making plays on a team that can win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. You just hope it's not a N'Keal Harry over DK Metcalf, Deebo Samuel, Terry McLaurin, AJ Brown.
If he can make an impact already on a team that can win the Super Bowl, Polk better start making plays this weekend.
For sure. And like you said, they didn't have the 28th pick. They did have the 34th pick, and they moved down.
But Kansas City moved up to get him.
Kansas City moved
up with Buffalo to get him.
Right. So what was Buffalo? 30? Oh, no, they would have been 32nd because they won the Super Bowl. Got it. So, yeah, they're right there. They could have done it. All those guys grouped together. And, you know, the way the NFL has gone, I mean, late first, early second, two of those guys will be all pro or at some point in their career. Two of them might be horrible, then two right in between.
Yeah. I have a feeling which one the Chiefs are getting and which one the Patriots are getting.
All based on recent track records.
Yeah. You can jump in on all this. 617-779-7937. Our football coverage is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. We're going to talk to Drew Bledsoe at 11:15. Get his thoughts on the Patriots quarterback decision. How are they handling Drake May? Also, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, their transition to the media. So stay tuned for that. Coming up about a half an hour from now. On the way next, the WEEI Survivor Pool. The Greg Hill Show made their picks earlier today.
Let's go.
We make our picks next. Should I know what this is? Is this the band Survivor?
Damn right.
Okay, that's what it is.
Damn right.
I was going to say, I'm like, is this a song that, what is this chorus?
They're going to say Survivor.
Say
Survivor.
Do they do it now?
That's a good song.
I'm going to be honest, I don't know this.
Eye of the Tiger was just way too obvious.
I can't go Eye of the Tiger.
Do you know this?
This is the side B, I think, of the
Survivor Deep Cut.
Yeah. Real Survivor fans know this one.
That's a good poll, Nick.
Yeah, that's nice.
I mean, look, I'm not going to say I hated it. I wasn't real confident in what that was.
You don't hear it every day.
That's the band Survivor.
Correct.
Yeah, if you know Eye of the Tiger.
Anytime you hear the band.
It's kind of a basic bitch. Like us, Eye of the Tiger. Nah. Real Survivor fans.
No, we're not playing Eye of the Tiger.
Destiny's Child. Survivor. Too obvious.
Yeah. Not doing it. That's day one stuff.
Yeah. No, we're digging deeper.
And anytime you hear Survivor on our show, you know that means we're about to make Survivor picks. Bang, pew, pew. Survivor pick.
Because I know like two more Survivor songs.
Yeah, we may be out early. So a lot of you are in Survivor leagues. Those of you who are not, very simple. You pick a winner, straight winner, no spreads, anything like that.
Now hang on. Now I heard some discussion on the Greg Hill Show today that
it was great.
There might be spreads.
It was a great back and forth this morning. I forget who asked. Like, is there spreads? They're like, no, there's not spreads. 10 seconds later, somebody else, are we doing this against the spread? They're like, no. Did you hear the other person? They're like, no.
No.
But so we're all doing, everybody at the station, so they all, five of them made their picks this morning, and once you pick a team, you can't use them again, and there's no buyback, so if you lose, you're out, and it could be over this week. if everybody is out except for one person, then that person wins. So right? That's how it goes. So you don't ever know how long the Survivor League will last.
So it's interesting because you had the idea early in the week, Keith, that
yes, I did.
This segment would be, we would do a segment on Friday where all of us on the show kind of hash out and we discuss and debate and then we just go with one as a show.
The best Survivor pick of the week.
But I think now that we know the Greg Hill show is putting together a Survivor pool for the whole station, we're doing individual picks.
Individual.
Every man for himself or woman for herself,
correct,
as it were.
Correct.
So we're going with that. Who wants to start?
I will begin.
Okay.
I will begin.
I think I know what you're doing.
You do?
Well, I think so.
Yeah,
I mean,
probably.
There's a tried and true strategy to a Survivor pool.
So some of the strategies, Grant, I'm glad you asked. Some of the strategies would be you don't want to necessarily take the best teams early.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, counter to that would be survive in advance. Yeah. That's the name of the league.
And
you just want to win.
You don't know the league week. It's like week one's the one week where you're really like, what the hell is even happening this year?
I don't know. We haven't really seen. We haven't seen any of these teams.
Any given Sunday, Rich.
So I, of course, am going to take the Kansas City Chiefs.
What?
No, I will. I
got the Chiefs.
Week one. I'll see you guys next week.
I've survived by a toenail.
Let's go.
Yeah,
it was close.
Imagine sweating it out with Harbaugh getting ready to go for two in your Survivor pool.
I'd be like, no.
First game of the year?
I bet nobody took either team in their Survivor pool.
Well, I bet somebody did, but no one who's done it before.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like, you got to do the Thursday game?
Okay,
you got to do the Thursday game.
Yeah.
Even tonight's game, I don't know if a lot of people are taking, but I will. Listen, I know you've been calling for a potential upset. I don't see it happening.
I knew this was you.
I know this is a bad thing. Please don't turn the show off. I'm going to take the Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay, in fairness,
the win.
In fairness, I think that checks pretty much all the boxes that I typically look for in a game. You want a big spread, even though we're not picking against the spread.
Excuse me.
You want the largest spread.
Go on.
My ears have hurt.
Go on. And so this game has that. You typically want a home team. You typically want to avoid divisional games. And so I think that really checks all those boxes.
Bang, bang,
that was not my pick. But Cincinnati. All right, Billy, who are you going with?
I'm taking the Bills
home
against
good one.
Arizona.
That's nice. Also a decent spread as well. 6.5.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not as good.
Yes.
Not as good as 8.5.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you might throw
it's
on
average
a hip.
Spread.
Might throw
average
on a hip.
Spread? Say it's about average.
Yeah.
Nothing average about this spread.
On a warm day.
6.5. Yeah, a little.
6.5.
A little more reach on that. But okay, so Buffalo is on the road.
This hero.
Nope, they're home.
Oh, they're home.
No, they're home.
Okay, so there you
they're
go.
They're at a Highmark Stadium.
So that's another one that checks all three boxes. I like
Bills
I like
and
these
Bengals
picks.
Right off the rip.
Billy goes with the Bills. What are we going with here, Nick?
I'm going with the Chicago Bears.
Oh,
I don't think
all
the Titans,
B picks so far.
This I like
think
less.
I don't think I've liked the Titans offseason at all. DeAndre Hopkins is trying to play on a torn MCL. So, and I don't like Will Levis either. I don't think he's a very good quarterback. So give me the Bears.
Okay. First of all, how dare you? I kind of like Will Levis this year. Well, I like what's around Will Levis, which means I think he'll play well.
Did you see that video that leaked of Will Levis? There was a video that leaked of Will Levis. I didn't see it. Hand to God, I didn't see it. Let's just say it was an adult film.
Oh, wait, I think I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was trending for a while.
Yeah,
but
and it was
pretty much scrubbed from the internet. Not that I looked for it, but it was scrubbed pretty much, I think, from the internet.
Let me tell you, there's a lot of broken URLs around it. But no,
don't
it was
use
quite
the computer in the office.
It was not. It was not for the faint of heart.
No.
I don't think. Yeah, no, I think I.
No, it wasn't.
It was more aggressive.
TVMA.
That's what that was. Okay. So this wasn't, you know, this wasn't a mayonnaise cologne.
It wasn't his coffee that he was drinking.
Or was it?
Well,
okay.
All right, I'm going Bengals. Billy's going Bills. Nick's going Bears.
Can I just, is your logic that you're trying to save the better teams? Is that involved in
I'm
your logic at all?
I'm trying to save the better teams. Okay. And I just don't think, I think the Titans are going to be a bottom 5-6 team in the league this year. So
okay.
Sounds like Nick's in it to win it.
Yeah.
Going all in.
I'm going the Dolphins. They start hot. I don't like Jacksonville.
Dolphins.
They score a billion points. They're at home, 3.5. It's in-state, which I don't love. Like, it's not like Jacksonville has to go far. It's not like they have to adjust to the heat or anything like that. I trust Miami in September. I don't trust them in December. So I'll trust them here in week one. I think they win. They're 3.5-point favorites. So we get a
Is Terp coming
pick?
Down?
Yeah.
Terp did tell me his picks. I don't see him in there, so I'll just say what it is. Does he have a mic in there?
No.
He does not.
Not down in the Twitch cave.
He's going with the Panthers.
Yeah, he loves Carolina. Way to go, Terp. No, he also is going Bengals. He, like me, is going Bengals. We'll put the Terp down for Bengals. So Jones is going Dolphins. Me and Terp going Bengals. Billy's going Bills. And Nick is going with the Bears. I think some of the I forget who had
that's
what.
That's what I was going to ask. Who
Lions,
had
Lions? I think was a couple that popped
so,
up.
So
a couple Lions.
I'm surprised. The other two on my list, and I think the Patriots are going to play the Bengals tough. I think the Bengals do win.
All right, well.
But if I'm taking the Patriots to cover, I'm not trying to get in on that game. Niners Jets was a game I looked at. The Detroit game is the other one I looked at, and it's just they're the. I don't think the Niners are going to lose to the Jets. And I don't think the Lions are going to lose, but those are potentially competitive teams on the other side.
Seahawks are up to six. Yeah, I don't even 6-point favorites, but I wouldn't touch that.
Would not. That's a big.
And I like Bo Nix.
Big spread, but I wouldn't touch that game.
All right, very good.
Okay.
There you go. That's how you play. And so who's keeping track of this?
I don't know.
Shime.
Oh, yes.
Oh, for
so
real?
We have to send him the picks. We'll send
who's sending
picks
it to him? Like, we all, he's just listening and then he's just going to pull it out of the ether?
Every second of every day.
Okay. Just send him the podcast. Be like, here it is.
Yeah, here you go. Here's four hours.
Pick in there.
Yeah.
Dig in there.
It's all in there somewhere. It's all pipes. So there you go. Those are our Survivor picks. What do you think of them? You can text in 37937. And if you want to follow along in your Survivor pool, a dangerous game. But if there's any of us you want to tail on this, go right ahead. We'll be doing it all year long, at least until we're all out here on WEEI. We got your phone call, 617-779-7937. It's how you get in touch with Jones and Keefe. We got thoughts on the Patriots and the Bengals. We know Keefe's thoughts on it. We know Terp's thoughts on it. They're all over Cincinnati this weekend. How do you feel about it? Plus, Drew Bledsoe will join us at 11:15. Stay tuned.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.